Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding a Mevav Amud Beis, 9 lines in the bottom, by the word Va'anan. So we mentioned that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that we're only allowed to be nene from the Esrog on the 8th day of Sukkot, but not on the 7th day. Even after one was Mekayim the Mitzvah, he's not allowed to be nene from the Esrog until the 8th day. So says the Gemara, Va'anan de Islan Tre Yoimi Heichi Avdinan, we, the Bnei Bava, Bnei Chutz La'aretz, that we have Sveika de Yoimah. We keep 2 days of Yontif because we're not sure which day is really Yontif. So our 8th day is really a suffix that maybe it's the 7th day. So maybe even the 8th day, the Esrog should be Aser. How are we knowing with regards to the Esrog, according to Rabbi Yochanan? So Amar Abaye. Abaye says that Shmini suffix Shvi, Aser. Chi suffix Shmini, Mutter. On the 8th day of Sukkot, on Shmini Atzeres, where it's a suffix, maybe it's still really Sukkot. Maybe it's the 7th day of Sukkot. So the Esrog is Aser, even though we don't take the Dal Minim. But Lamaisa, being that it's a suffix that maybe it's the 7th day of Sukkot, so therefore the Esrog is Aser Bahana. On the 9th day, where it's only a suffix, if it's the 8th day there's nothing wrong with being Nana from the Esrog, so then the Esrog will be Mutter Bahana. However, Mreimer Amar, that Afilu Shmini Suffix Shvi Mutter, that even on the 8th day of Sukkot, even on Shmini Atzeres, where it's a suffix that maybe it's still Sukkot, since Lamaisa, we don't take the Esrog, we don't take the Dalad Minim, so Mamelo, the Esrog is Mutter Ba'ana already on Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, Besura Avdi Kimreimer, and Sura they did like Mreimer, Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi, Avid Kabaye, he went like Kabaye, and he held that on the 8th day, the Esrog is Aser Ba'ana, Vehochus Kabaye, and that's the Halacha, that you can't be nana from the Esrog until the 9th day in Chutz La'aretz. I'm Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bashilas, Mishmei de Rav. So Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bashilas said in the name of Rav that Shmini Suffix Shvi, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, where it's a suffix that maybe it's really the 7th day of Sukkot, so Shvi L'Sukkah U'Shmini L'Bracha. We treat it like it's the 7th day of Sukkot with regards to the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. You have to eat in the Sukkah, and we'll see more details about this in the Hemshech, but you have to sit in the Sukkah. And we treat it like it's the 8th day, like at Shmini Atzeres, when it comes to bracha, when it comes to mentioning it in Yalev Yava, in Shemana Esrei, and in benching, when it comes to mentioning it in Kiddush, we don't call it Chagasuka, he says that. We say as Yom Yashmini Chagatzeres as that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shmini Lazel Lazel. Rabbi Yochanan says that no, just like you treat it like it's the 8th day for bracha, we also treat it like it's the 8th day with regards to sukkah. Now the Gemara explains that Mesav, when it comes to sitting in the sukkah, Kuli Amu Le Pligi Diasvinan. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that you have to sit in the sukkah, being that it's a suffix Daraisa Luchumra. It's a suffix. Maybe it's the 7th day of Sukkot, so you have to sit in the sukkah. Ki Pligi Levruche. The machlekes is just whether or not you make a bracha. Lamanda amar shvi'i l'sukkah, according to Rav, who says that we treat it like it's the 7th day with regards to sukkah, he means that bruche nami mevarchinan. It means that we also make a bracha. You make a bracha on the yeshiva, you make a leshiva sukkah. Whereas lamanda amar shmini l'zeh l'zeh, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so bruche loy mevarchinan. You sit in the sukkah, but lamaisa you don't make a bracha. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef commented, and he said, that you should take Rav Yochanan Shita lahalacha. That's how we should paskin the Rav Huna Bar Bizna of the Chol Gedolei Adar, because we know that Rav Huna Bar Bizna and all the Gedolei Adar of his time, ikalu basukka bashmini safek shvi, they one time went into a sukkah on the 8th day of Sukkot in Chutz La'aretz, so it was a suffix, maybe it's the shvi, and Mesav Habu Yasve Baruch Eloi Barichi, and they sat in the sukkah, but they did not make a bracha just like Rav Yochanan. So you see that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, V'delma svir luhu k'man da'amar, k'evan sheberech yoyim tev risha in shuvayna mevarech. How do you see from the fact that they didn't make a bracha, that's because they hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Maybe the reason why they didn't make a bracha is because they hold like the Shita who says that once you make a bracha on the first day of Sukkot, you don't make a bracha anymore. That first day's bracha carries you through the entirety of Sukkot. So therefore, when they came into the Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres, they didn't make a bracha. Really, they hold like Rav, that Be'etzem, the bracha is Shaykh to the 8th day. They just didn't make a bracha because they hold that the first day's bracha carries you all the way through. So says the Gemara, no, that can't be, because Gemiri de Me'afer Asu. We know that they came from the fields, they hadn't yet sat in a sukkah that year, that sukkahs. That sukkahs, they hadn't yet been in the sukkah. This was their first time sitting in the sukkah. So they didn't make a bracha on the first day to carry them through, or on the second day, or the third. They hadn't yet sat in the sukkah. So if they held that the eighth day requires a bracha, they would have made a bracha. It must be they hold that you do not make a bracha, they held that you do not make a bracha on the eighth day, so that's like the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Igad Amri, some have a different version of the Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, that Bruche Kuli Amolei Pligi Deloi Mevarchinan. Everybody, even Rav, who says that we view Shmini Atzeres as being like the seventh day of Sukkot with regards to Sukkah, everybody holds that you do not make a bracha. Ki pligi lemesav, the machlekes is whether or not you have to sit in the sukkah. So lemanda amar shiva, according to Rav, who says that we view it as being the seventh day of sukkah, shiva l'sukkah, so mesav yesvinan, you have to sit in the sukkah. You don't make a bracha, but you have to at least sit in the sukkah. Lemanda amar shmini l'zeh l'zeh, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says that we view shmini atzeres as being like the eighth day with regards to the mitzvah of sukkah, so mesav nami lo yesvinan, you don't even have to sit in the sukkah. Amr Rabbi Yosef commented, and he said, that you should take Rabbi Yochanan shita l'halacha, that you do not need to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Demar d'shmaitzamani, who is the one who said b'shem Rav even, that you have to sit in the sukkah? It was Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. That's how we started the sugya. U'b'shmini safik shvi l'bar mi'sukkah Yosef. And we know about Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, that he did not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So that's Allah. However, says the Gemara, the Hilchasa Mesav Yasvina Bruchi Lemevarchinan. Lamaisa, the halacha is that a person is supposed to, he's chayv to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, he just doesn't make a bracha. So it's either like Rav in this Lishna Basra, or like Rabbi Yochanan in the Lishna Kama, that you have to sit in the sukkah, but you do not make a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that Aymrim Zman Bishmini Shalchag Vein Aymrim Zman Bishvi Shal Pesach. When it comes to the second days of Yontif of Sukkot, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, you make a new Shechianu. But when it comes to the second days of Yontif by Pesach, by Shvi Shal Pesach, so you do not make a Shechianu. Meaning, Shmini Atzeres you view as being like a new Yontif, and therefore only by Shmini Atzeres you make a new Shechianu. So now says the Gemara, where do we see it that Shmini Atzeres is like its own Yontif? So V'am Reb Levi Bar Chama V'item Reb Chama Bar Chanina, Teda, I'll prove it to you that Shmini Atzeres is its own Yontif. Shaharei Cholok B'Shloisha Devarim. It's different than the rest of the days of Sukkot in three ways. Basukkah, the Lulav, and Nisach HaMayim. There's no Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, there's no Lulav, and there's no Nisach HaMayim, so it's different in these three areas. Ulrav Yehuda Damar B'Loi Goyim Enasich Kol Shmeina, and even according to Rav Yehuda, who says that there is Nisach HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres, Harei Cholok B'Shnei Devarim, it's still different than the rest of the days of Sukkot with regards to Sukkah and Lulav, therefore you see that it's its own Yontif, and it gets a new Shechianu. Says the Gemara, Yachi, if so, that the fact that we see that it's different than the rest of the days, that's enough to show that it's like a different Yontif, and you make a new Shechianu. So if so, Shvi Yishal Pesach Nami, then also on the Shvi Yishal Pesach, you should make a Shechianu, because the Shvi Yishal Pesach is different than the rest, than the first day of Pesach, because Hari Chaluk V'Achilas Matzah. We see it's different with regards to the level of the chiyuv of achilas matzah. The Amar Mar, we said that laila rishayna chayva mikave ilach rishos. On the first night of Sukkot, there's the chiyuv to eat matzah, and on Shvi Shal Pesach, there's no chiyuv to eat matzah. It's just the rishos. So you see, it's different than the first day of Yontif. So it's clearly a different Yontif. You should make a new shechianu. So says the Gemara to Terutzim. Achi hashto. You can't compare that difference to the differences that we had by Sukkot. That hasam over there by Pesach, mi lailo chaluk mi yomeinei chaluk. It's only different than the first night of Pesach. It's not different than the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach, there's no chiyuv to eat matzah either. Whereas hacha over here by Sukkah, afilu mi yom nami chaluk. Shmini Atzeres is different than even the first day of Sukkot. Ravina amar, Ravina said a different chiluk, that zeh chaluk mishalafanav, vizeh chaluk mishalafneifanav. Shmini Atzeres is even different than the previous day of Sukkot. It's different than all 7 days of Sukkot. Whereas opposed to Shmini Atzeres, whereas opposed to Shvi Yishal Pesach, It's only different than the first night of Pesach. It's not any different than the second night or the third night, only on the first night where there's a chi of tin matzah, so this night, the Shvi'i Shel Pesach, is different. But it's exactly like all the other nights of Pesach, so you see it's not its own yontif, and it doesn't get a shachiyanu. But this was all within the first Eichacha that we said that Shmini Atzeres is different than the rest of the days of Sukkot, and that's Mukach from that, which it's Chalak from Sukkot in two or three ways. Sukkah Lulav and possibly Nisach HaMayim. Amr of Papa, or Papa said a different Eichacha that Shmini Atzeres is different than the rest of Sukkot, because Hacha Ksif Par, Hasam Ksif Parim. On Shmini Atzeres, you just bring one par, that's not like the other days of Sukkot where there are many paris that are brought as a carbon, so you see it's a different Yantar entirely. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, a different Eichacha, a third Eichacha, that Hacha Ksiv Bayoim, Hasam Ksiv Uvayoim. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, it says Bayoim. There's no Vava Chibur attaching it to the rest of the days of Sukkot, like there are by the other days of Sukkot, where it says Uvayoim. Rav Ashi Amar, Hacha Ksiv Kamishpat, Hasam Ksiv Kamishpatam. By the other days of Sukkot, it links them, it groups them all together, Kamishpatam, where Shmini Atzeres, it says Kamishpat, it singles it out by itself, so you see it's considered its own yontif. That's why Shmini Atzeres gets a new shachianu.